This is Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz, and I'm watching my computer screen with trepidation as markets on Wall Street continue to drop. The S&P 500 down nearly 2% today, nearly 5% since Monday, and it's below the level where it started the year. Joining me to explain what's going on and how much to panic is Connor Sen, who's a columnist at Bloomberg and a portfolio manager at New River Investments, who joins us from Atlanta. How you doing, Connor?
Good, Evan. How are you?
You're holding up okay?
Yeah, there's been this whiplash feeling in the market this week, sort of starting over the weekend when reports out of both China and the White House were that they had successful talks about trade, and markets sort of took that to mean that it was going to be a sort of resolving that issue for the time being. And there have been sort of two factors that have led to the sharp reversal over the past couple of days. The first one on Tuesday was when some longer-term interest rates fell below some shorter-term interest rates, which we call a yield curve inversion.
Let me stop you. Let's take it one at a time. We'll start with the China thing. We'll get back to the yield curve, but I just want to make sure. So you're saying one reason for the kind of up and down whiplash is that there was good news, or there seemed to be good news, on U.S.-China trade relations over the weekend after the G20 meeting, but then bad things happened, or that's been called into question. What's that story?
Yeah, so exactly. So people just sort of took the news out of China to be positive, and so that was sort of the reason why we rallied Monday morning. And then we've had two sort of negative developments over the past couple of days.
What are the negative developments?
So the first is this yield curve inversion I was mentioning, where longer-term interest rates fell below levels of shorter-term interest rates. And the reason why people get worried about that is it's basically pricing in rate cuts some point in the future, which typically means to get a rate cut would mean some sort of recessionary environment or a downturn in the economy. And so immediately we went from a bullion silver China trade to recession fears.
So let me just make sure that I'm understanding the yield curve thing. It's like, this is an indicator, and it gives you a sense for whether interest rates are going up and down, or up or down over the long term. And it seems to be suggesting they might be going down, but the only reason they'd be going down is if the economy is in trouble, which is not a good sign. Am I getting that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So that does sound bad. How bad?
It's sort of, there's typically a pretty long lag between this inversion and a recession. In the last cycle, it was almost 2 years. And so we should still have time, even if it were to play out that way. But it's one of these things where just thinking about it gets you freaked out a little bit, and people sell, especially at this time of the year when you get close to the end of the year and nobody really wants to do a whole lot.
So there's this famous line, right, that the stock market has predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions, right? The idea is like, just because the stock market's falling doesn't mean the economy will. Is your sense that they are, in this case, quite strongly related because of this yield curve factor? Or you think maybe this is one of these false indicators and we really might have another good year, another good 18 months, something like that?
Yeah, to your point, typically recessions are preceded by yield curve inversions, but not all yield curve inversions lead to recessions. So in the mid-1990s, we actually had a similar environment where we had a mild inversion, and then, of course, the late 90s boom followed that. So there's no guarantee that one will lead to the other.
And like, what does this mean for average investors, people who, you know, you're a professional, right? So you're watching minute by minute. Most of us aren't. We have retirement accounts. We think about them. Should we be ignoring, attentive, newly attentive, something else?
I think it's something to be on people's radar, but it's no cause for panic, certainly not yet, and certainly not after sort of a sharp drop like we've seen this week. It's one sign that we might be later in the economic cycle, but I don't think a downturn is imminent.
And do you think, just to get back to the China stuff, do you think that's an issue that will just, it just keeps coming up? It seems like, oh, we're on the cusp of some agreement. Oh, wait, it failed again, or we failed again. Do you think this is a problem that gets solved, or probably not?
Well, that's where today comes in, where last night there was this news out of Canada where the CFO of a large telecom company in China was arrested by Canada at the request of the U.S. government, which really calls all of this trade stuff into question and maybe makes people think that any good news over the weekend was wiped out immediately by this. And so that's sort of where I think the second leg of the downturn has come from.
Well, that's Connor Sen, columnist at Bloomberg and a portfolio manager at New River Investments, helping us think through the falling line on the stock chart. Thanks, Connor.
Thanks.